Haiti was once again hammered by a natural disaster, this time an earthquake, a 7.2 on the Richter scale earthquake that, had it been closer to Port-au-Prince, the major city where 4.5 million people live, it could possibly have been much worse than the 2010 earthquake. As it was, because it was on the southwestern coast where people live further apart, it didn't do quite the human damage that the first one, which killed nearly 300,000 people, did. But the numbers are going up by into the thousands of people dead, multiple thousands of people wounded, and still many missing, and tens of thousands of homes destroyed, wreaking havoc yet again on a country that really still hasn't recovered from the first earthquake. And now, tonight and tomorrow, is about to get hammered with a tropical storm, which could probably turn that whole countryside into mud, which is going to make searching for people and trying to rebuild things just that much tougher. You know, most people know that, obviously, I operate an orphanage in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The area there, Okai, where it hit the hardest, and Jeremy, another city out there, are both areas that we have gone multiple times, and, in fact, we have children from. And just last month, we admitted 9 new children, little kids, ages 1, 2, and 3, from the Okai area and the region around there. And now we have to wonder if their relatives are homeless or even alive. We plan to go back up there in 2 weeks when we return to try to bring this a little bit closer to home, because it's always easy to talk, and sometimes maybe not as effective, to talk about a foreign country where we don't live and it's not our people and it's not our family and it's, you know, isn't that terrible? Look at those pictures. But it is family and it is country to a lot of people who are very dear to me, including Sem LaFleur, who just sat down next to me here, who is a student at Madonna University, thanks to our scholarship program that we run with MCA, the thing we're doing the event for Thursday night. And Sem, you were in the 2010 earthquake at the orphanage. What do you remember from that moment?
From that moment, I remember when I was at the house and the mission, and if it was happening, I was in the room, so I jumped in a bed and watched the whole house shaking all around. And then after that I went downstairs and I see all the dust everywhere, people dying in the streets, house collapsed down, and all those damage was happening.
You heard people out in the street screaming,
yes, all the stuff.
And our kids at the orphanage, what were they doing during that time?
Some of them were playing, some of them were in the room doing all studying.
And then when the earth started shaking, they all ran outside.
Yes, they all went outside.
How long did it take before anybody went back to sleeping inside?
It take us maybe like 3 or 4 years before everybody could go back in the
house. People would just sleep outside and be afraid to go back inside a building. Now, Okai is an area where you were born up there.
Yes,
right?
I was born up there.
And your family still lives there.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you found out late yesterday or early or late Saturday night about your mother.
Yes, late Saturday night, I was maybe getting ready to go to the airport. I was in Miami getting ready to the airport to fly.
Right, you were on your way out of Haiti.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
The day it happened,
and then I heard somebody shoot me a text and told me that there was an earthquake in Haiti, and it's in the province or the Okai where your family is. You need to try to contact them and see how they're doing. It takes me hours, two or five hours to find out the thing. The first things that I hear when that happened, when I find out, well, my little brother called. When I call him, he reached the phone. He said, "Everything that destroyed. Everything destroyed. Your mom lost his house, and then some of your family probably died." And then the phone call shut down. I cannot hear from him.
So all you heard was, "Everything's destroyed."
Yes.
Your mom's house is destroyed. Right. Somebody, family's dead, and then the phone went dead.
Definitely went dead.
Great.
And then after a couple of hours again, and then I tried to call him back, and then when he answered the phone, he told me, like, you have one of your auntie that died, and her son has died also.
How old was her son?
Her son was 4 or 5.
So he was your, this was your mother's sister?
Sister, yes.
So he was your first cousin?
Yes, my first cousin.
He was 4 years old and he died.
Yes.
And how did they die?
They was in a church and a funeral. And then when the earthquake happened, the whole church collapsed. That's why it was like 30 people in that church. All of them died in the earthquake.
So they were there to bury somebody else?
Yes, they were buried.
And this was right in Okai?
Yes, right in Okai.
What is that region like and that area like, so for people who haven't been there?
For the Okai?
Yeah.
It's like one of the poorest place where people don't really have a nice house. Some of them have tent. If you get money to earn a small house that have like 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom, it's a big thing for you to have.
That's like a mansion.
Yeah, it's just like a mansion for you to have that house. Find out everybody would destroy broke out. That was very big.
And the houses that were there, like your mother's, they're made out of what?
Some of them make out of tent, and some of them make out of cement.
So cement or tin.
Tin, yeah.
So they don't stand up very well for earthquakes.
No, they don't stand up very well for earthquakes.
And what did you find out? Your mother, thankfully, I mean, her house was destroyed, and I have seen photos of this, folks, and it's not destroyed like, wow, a tree fell on it. It's destroyed like there's nothing left. It's just everything's collapsed on itself. It's just rubble. Where did she stay that night?
She stayed in the street, and she's still in the streets till today that we were talking right now.
And are most of the people in Okai out of the streets?
And I think the hurricane is over there, so it's raining. I don't even know where they staying to for the rain.
So now there's no place to shelter from the rain.
No shelters.
And what do they do for food?
I don't know, because even still right now, my mom can talk to me. Every time I try to talk to her, they always tell me she's still traumatized with what happened.
She's traumatized.
Yes, traumatized.
So she can't speak.
No, she can't speak.
And your brother was wounded too, right?
Yes, my brother was wounded, and his head, his legs, everything.
Because he was at the church.
Yes, he was at the church.
And so when something like this happens, you know, around here, we sort of get used to FEMA and organizations that come in and just sort of take care of you. If you had insurance for your home, you rebuild your home. You know, if you have health insurance, if something goes wrong, you're covered. But there's none of that.
No, that's
for people like your family.
No,
right?
No.
There's no fund. There's no insurance. There's no backup. There's no, oh, don't worry, we'll rebuild your house.
No, there's nothing like that. No social things like that. If you get destroyed, you have to try to make it on your own. You're not gonna find help from nobody.
And so, what happens next to your mother and your brother and other people like that, and for the family of your aunt?
They have to live it like this until they could find some help from other people. If they have families, all of families that could help them rebuild what they have, what they lose, what they lost.
And meanwhile, they stay in the street.
Yeah.
And look for something to eat.
Yes, look for something to
eat.
And
that area up there, we should point out, we were able to fly into it with a little plane that took us from Port-au-Prince up to Okai and land there, where we got the kids. And when we got the 9 kids who we had accepted into the orphanage, we flew them back. But if we had tried to drive it,
what
would have happened?
The gang, there's gangs over there that's going to try to steal your car, get kidnapped from people and trying to destroy everything that you were trying to get through.
Right, so you can't even drive to this place without fear of the gangs. Now, some of the gangs have apparently said that they're going to let some relief trucks go through.
Yeah,
they'll probably pick and choose
which ones.
Or they might say, well, we'll let you go through for a price.
For a price, yes.
So as if you know, trying to, as if dealing with this earthquake wasn't terrible enough, and a tropical storm about to wash you out, relief has to go through gang-infested areas to try to get there, this lonely road that takes you all the way out to Okai. And, you take your chances on that. And if the storm hits, that road's going to be washed out.
Yes, the road will be washed out.
If that road washes out, these are not highways. If the roads wash out and you're stuck in mud when you're trying to get a relief truck there. Yeah. It's just brutal. Do you ever wonder, Sam, why stuff like this keeps happening to Haiti?
I would like always myself is like, is Haiti been guilty about something? Why it's only in, why it's Haiti as a poor country like this? People keep getting hurricane and president get murdered, and all kinds of things are happening to this country. It's very sad, and people keep trying to make it in life in Haiti, and they think everything they're trying to build, it gets destroyed right away.
Mm-hmm.
So those people, I'm thinking like those people, like feel, they be thinking in your mind, that's how life is always going to be. It's not going to change for them.
As someone who's up here in college, is it difficult for you to be here? You know, you're entering your fourth year of college, but your family is all there and they just lost their home. And, you know, your brother's injured. And here you were flying back. You had just been in Haiti for almost the whole summer, and now you were just flying back, and you're safe, and they're not. Does that pull at you?
Yes, that's make me feel very bad for this moment that where they having all this trouble. It felt like I have to be there with them and make them know that whatever what happened, I will be there for them and trying to help them in many ways that I can. If I just stay here and try and just continue college without trying to help them, they be like thinking like, "Oh, Sam is safe. He doesn't care about us. It doesn't matter for him what happened to us. Our house destroyed. Family died from what happened to them over there. And then I just stay in America and just being safe, trying to." They be like, "He has a nice roof over his head. He has food on his table. He doesn't care about us as family."
Which, of course, is not true.
Yes, which, of course, is not true.
Yeah, which is the reason that Sam is going back to Haiti in a couple of days, even though he's supposed to start school very shortly. So this is the kind of stuff that we deal with all the time. And this is what goes on in Haiti. And we'll end up, I'm sure, with some new kids from Okai, even though we just took 9.
Yes, even though I heard from their family, they were like, "Oh, the houses is destroyed. They don't have any houses." Some of them are, well, most of them families are safe, but they don't have a place to stay. They're homeless for right now.
Right. These are the families of the kids, you know, the uncles, the grandparents, whatever, who weren't able to take care of the orphans that we took in, and now they can't take care of themselves.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's this is Haiti. This is what, you know, the scholarships that we provide for kids like Sim, that's what we're doing on Thursday night. And it's a good way to help because, you know, Sim wants to work for the government and wants to make things better, which I can only say to you, how fast can you get into the government quickly? We have other kids who want to be engineers and mechanical engineers or whatever, who I think, you know, one day they could maybe help create a better sustainable home or an energy system or an electrical system or something that breaks the cycle of this terrible stuff happening. And so education is the way out, and that's what we're trying to do. So if you want to join us on Thursday night at Madonna University, which is where Sam goes to school, 7:30, you can still get tickets. That's where the money goes, to scholarships for kids like Sam and others to study here in the States and then go back to Haiti and make their country a better place. You can get tickets for that at michigancolleges.org/Mitch if you want to try to get them now. There aren't too many left because it's just a couple of days away. 7:30 on Thursday night at Madonna University in Livonia, michigancolleges.org/Mitch. Sam, you know how we feel about you when we're praying for you. We're not going to let your mom or your family suffer. But, you know, there's no way that we can save all of Haiti, you know, and all of Haiti is suffering right now.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to our audience out there?
All I can say to the audience, and as many ways that you could help, it will be a pleasure for us to find help from you, and so we could help other people that's in need in Haiti, as many you could trying to give and be a support.
Sam LaFleur, yeah.
Mitch, ahead, is there one particular or better help organization, especially for earthquake relief, that we could help out?
I don't want to recommend one.
Okay.
Because I'll do more research and see who's really there. The Red Cross has gotten hammered. mm-hmm. for some of the efforts that they have or haven't done before. And everybody's first inclination is go help the Red Cross. I would tell you don't do that. But there are organizations that operate in Haiti that are good. But you got to make sure they're operating up in Okai.
Right.
You
right.
know, otherwise they may be based in Port-au-Prince. They're not going to do a lot. So I'll be at work on that. And hopefully by tomorrow okay. I can name some. And
all
of course,
right,
you know, we do take care of children from Okai there, and we'll be taking care of more of them. They're going to have to take care of some of the families there. So if people want to go to our organization, you know what we do. And 100% of what we get goes right to the kids and right to the cause. And that's havefaithhaiti.org on the web if people want to help that way. But if they want to, you know, no, I just want to give something that just goes right to, you know, water supply or food supply for the people, the victims there, I'll get some names. But the issue, as Sem can tell you, is an earthquake isn't just the 2 or 3 days after the earthquake happens. It's years
oh, yeah.
of rebuilding oh, wow. and trying to reestablish oh, businesses yeah. and trying to reconnect families and trying to get over the trauma of this without any safety net, mm-hmm. without any insurances, without any, you know, it's not right. like, well, we
there's
lucked
no
out.
FEMA down in Haiti.
No FEMA. Yeah. There's no way. They're still, right. they are honestly still rebuilding
from
2010.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are still rebuilding places later. From 2010. Mm-hmm.
Mitch, have you had any issues getting supplies into the actual orphanage?
Well, we don't have issues, just space, you mm-hmm. know, and of course, if you send it down on a transport, you know, a shipping container, good luck trying to get it out because, you know, they hang on to it forever and they mm-hmm. charge you incredible duty. So we try to bring down with us everything we can when we go. We max out on our bags. You know, if the airlines give us 70-pound bags, you know, we take 3 70-pound bags, pay for a fourth one, you know, and just bring it down so that we know we've got it. Because if you ship it, it'll take months and you may or may not get your hands on it, you know, and you may have to pay as much as it costs to buy everything all over again. So unfortunately, it's difficult. But the good news on this part is that Port-au-Prince is functioning. And so, you know, you can get water and things like that there in Port-au-Prince and hopefully bring it up to Okai. When the first one happened, all the markets in Port-au-Prince were closed too. And the supermarkets, they were crashed. They were destroyed. So just getting food, period, in the major city was difficult. But now getting it out to that region there is going to be nightmarish. And if this storm hits, you just pray for the winds to blow the other way so it doesn't hit, because if it's not like here. I mean, well, look at America. Look at Detroit. You know, we have a storm, and we're bitching about the fact that we don't have internet, we don't have electricity for a few days. And that's America, right? Imagine a storm that's way worse than what we had last week. Into a country like Haiti, where in that region, a lot of houses are only being held up by pieces of tin and a tarp on top of it. And you can see what a storm can do to a region like that and how long the prolonged the damage is. Mm. It's not a good situation. But, Sem, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.